Scandinavians from the Anglo-Scandinavian colonies of the British Isles moved to the new settlement, and slaves were imported from Celtic regions. Ancient stories from the Scandinavian homelands must also have traveled to Iceland on the settlers' longboats to be recalled and performed in the little turf-roofed farmhouses where the households hunkered down during the long dark winter nights. And so Iceland became for centuries the repository of knowledge about the pagan past. Okay, Iceland had a big role in Norse mythology. All right, it's time for Aggie sports and other sports, not just Aggie sports, pardon me. Sports all over the place, right? Okay. Well, I hope everyone has a good day and enjoyed, hopefully, the tales about Norse myths. Okay, gods and goddesses. That's it. Have a good day. I'm Sagebrush. So long for now.
Cats and kittens. Hello. Good morning. Hello, cool cats and kittens. This is DJ Squidward. You are tuned in to Tidal Line Arena, and you're listening to this on KDVS David. Do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. So I was just like chatting with Sagebrush, and I was saying how, I mean, in a way, transitioning from stories to sports is kind of seamless because sports kind of still tells a story, and it also tells like the story of the times. And the stories that I will tell today will reflect the story of how I woke up maybe 30 minutes ago. It's going to be one of those days, people. Honestly, it's going to be one of those weeks, but I'm like hashtag self-fulfilling prophecy. The key to getting through a really bad week is just thugging it out. So that's what we're going to do. But, you know, I've had a pretty good, like past 7 days. My roommate's cat, Wi-Fi, she's getting, like, really close to me, and that's really nice. Last weekend, she, like screamed at me to come on my bed. And I was like, okay, yeah, you can come on my bed. Sure, go ahead. And then I let her on my bed, and she just curled up on my chest and then just, like, laid there for a while. I was like, oh, that's so cute. But I, like, really want to and I guess we should start getting into sports now. So let's start with the the WNBA. Yeah, let's start with the WNBA. Yeah. Okay, so last week the Sun made they tied the series between the Sun and the Lynx, and they forced a game five. However, the Sun lost game five, which meant the Minnesota Lynx were going to the WNBA finals, and they were going to play the New York Liberty. Fine. And, like, WNBA finals history, or, like, maybe WNBA history, and they beat the Liberty. I also see this, that the Liberty also gave up one of the largest largest wins in history. It goes both ways. It's good for one team and then absolutely horrible for another. But then in game two, the Liberty were like, okay, we gotta get our game together. I think it's because of the long break that they weren't able to just, like, usually, like, meld as they usually do on the court. But I might just be making excuses. But then the Liberties beat the Lynx in game two. So now the series is tied, and I believe game three is today, Liberty versus Lynx. Series tied 1-1. No, actually, game three is tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I almost said Eastern Standard Time. Oh, my goodness. Today is definitely one of those days. The Liberty have never won a WNBA championship, and again, they are my home team. So if they win this, I will be quite chipper for the next year. I'll be rubbing it in everybody's faces. Everybody that I can and everybody that cares, I will be talking to about this. And that means you cool cats and kittens, because you're listening to me. So, sorry for if they win. If they lose, I won't talk about the WNBA for, like, maybe a week. It's okay. I won't do that to y'all. But speaking of more WNBA news, because that's, like, really all that's going on in, like, the playing sphere, the LA Sparks, I think, have the first pick of the WNBA draft next year. So, Paige Bueckers, welcome to LA. You are now an LA Spark. I'm very happy to see Cameron Brink, Paige Bueckers link up. First time since, like, I don't know, under 17s when they were playing in, like, for Team USA or something. That was a goated team. They were really good. Honestly, all of our Team USA is just good at basketball. We just have basketball stars here. So I'm really excited to see that when Cameron Brink is back healthy, and then LA has some defense again, and then Paige Bueckers is just a very great, not only is she a great defender, she's also great on offense. So she's a jack of cards, and I'm very excited to see her play for LA. The Golden State Valkyries have the 8th pick in the draft. And that's how I think the draft order came out sometime earlier this week. And that's how we figured out that LA is going to be first, because it would be assumed that the newest team has the first pick. But because they have the expansion draft, that's not how it works. They just go straight into the middle of the draft. So it's fair for everybody. But, you know, maybe, like, around draft season, I will do a mock draft to see who gets drafted first and second and stuff. Last year, I, like, did it in my head, or, like, with some friends, and I got the first two right, because I had Angel Reese going third, but then she ended up getting picked fifth, I think. But yeah, it was going to be Caitlin Clark and then Cameron Brink. That was always going to happen. They were the best two players, in my opinion. Individually last year, the best individual players. But yeah, so that's all I have for WNBA. Pretty short WNBA segment. We're going to keep it domestic here, and we're just going to... Beyonce... Suni Lee met Beyonce, or maybe Beyonce met Suni Lee. I was supposed to talk about that. That was a very cute video. They were just going crazy meeting each other. That was really funny. That happened. Anything else happen? No, not really. Okay, NWSL time. So our Invincible Orlando Pride, they're no longer invincible. Their Invincible season is ended by no other than the Portland Thorns. They got shut out by the Portland Thorns. In the starting lineup for Orlando, they underestimated the strength of Portland. Even though they haven't won a game in like weeks, Portland is still a really good team. Everyone else is just like, I don't know, on their A game. Sophia Smith has been out for a little bit, but that doesn't really matter because Christine Sinclair and I think Morgan Weaver, NWSL. Morgan Weaver scored in the 12th minute, and then Christine Sinclair scored in the 55th minute. Those were all the goals scored. No cards given out. That airs a clean game. 2-0 Portland Thorns. Very impressive. Good job, Portland. Orlando, better luck next year. And there was a little bit of beef on Instagram between the both of them. Portland was like, oh, thank you for coming, Orlando, but they capitalized the L in Orlando. And then Marta was like, Marta plays for the Orlando Pride, and then she was like, yeah, good luck making it into the playoffs. because I do think that, well, they're still in playoffs. But speaking of making it into the playoffs, Chicago clinches the 6th playoff spot. So there are 2 spots left to, and the teams that are in those 2 spots are Portland, who's in 7th place, and then Bay FC, who's in 8th place. Good for Bay FC that Racing Louisville did not win their game over the weekend because they are still in that 3-point range. Like, Racing Louisville, if they win a game and Bay FC does not win a game, Bay FC is out of the playoffs. I don't think they're making it at all. However, how did Utah get into Utah got into 10th place? That's really funny. Utah got into 10th. Okay, so the standings are, like, after Bay FC, after the teams that are in the playoff standing, is Racing Louisville, the Utah Royals, who used to be in last for a majority of the season. They were just in last place. Angels, Seattle Reign, who have lost 5 games in a row, which is they're on the worst losing streak right now. And the Houston Dash, who actually beat... Who did they beat? They beat someone that I didn't expect them to beat. They beat Seattle. Yeah, no. Oh, no, they beat San Diego. I was surprised about that. But don't underestimate Houston's back line, I guess. And their front line, too, I guess, also. But wow, I did not think Utah would ever make it to 10th place in their inaugural season. That's actually insane. How many games are left in the season? And are there match day 25, 26, 26? Okay, so there are 2 more weeks of NWSL soccer. There is next week, then there's an international break, I think. And then there's the following week, which is like the first weekend of November. So Utah actually has a chance of making the playoffs if Bay FC and Racing Louisville do not win their next 2 games and Utah wins both of them. And you know what? Utah is going hot right now. Chloe Lacasse, she used to play for Arsenal. She's on the Canadian national team. She scored the first hat trick of the 2024 NWSL season. And the season is 26 weeks long. We have 2 more weeks of the season left. And she just scored the first one. And she just came from the Arsenal in the middle of the season, like over the summer. And she scored her hat trick against, who were they playing? They were playing Seattle. So it was 3-0 to come back, but we'll talk about that later. I think it's better that she doesn't, better for her. Other momentous things that happened this weekend. Temwa Chwenga breaks Sam Kerr's record for most goals scored in the season at 19, and every single one of those goals were like scored in consecutive games, which is really impressive. She's on a hot streak, and no one could stop her from scoring. The goal that she scored a couple days ago, it was the nastiest goal I've seen in my life. It was so far outside the box. Like, she was getting pulled and dragged. I have no clue how that... I don't know how she kicked that ball and got the angle to get it into the goal. Like, there was nothing that... like, no one could do anything about that goal. It was just so... It's a beautiful goal, but it's, like, disgusting. I love goals scored outside the box. They're amazing. And then Lynn Williams breaks her own record for most goals scored in all NWSL competitions. I think it's at 81 now. Let me check that. It's either at 80 or 81. Let me check. Lynn Williams goal scoring record. Okay, I think it's 80 because it says 79 on the search engine. However, that hasn't been updated since May 19th, 2024. So, yeah, it's 80 now. Good job, Lynn Williams. And Kristen Press scores her 100 in her 100th NWSL appearance. And it was a vintage Kristen Press 23 goal. She made her way inside the box. She was being tracked and followed. And once Kristen Press has the ball inside the box, you're screwed. She's going to score. It was a good goal. I'm glad she got it during her 100th game. Everyone was freaking out. And that was her first goal since June 11th, 2022. For context, I'm a junior in college, and I was a senior in high school. I was still in high school, like, actually sitting in the desk and learning when the last time she scored a goal. So, congratulations, Kristen Press. However, on the same, like, Angel City train, they were penalized for breaking the salary cap. They usually do that every year. They get fined for the most ridiculous things. And it's usually based on, like, money, because CEO of Disney just, like, acquired them, so they're, like, worth $250 million, and it's, like, it brought up a lot of conversations on, are we ever going to raise this, like, there should be a raise of the salary cap, or, like, should there be a raise of standards in the NWSL and how players are treated and how players are paid, because Angel City is very committed to treating their players like first-class players, I believe. But, you know, it's not going to happen until a lot of teams decide to, because it's going to be like the richest teams are going to be all the way up there, but the less fortunate teams are going to be on the bottom of the table. That's how it should work out, I think. That's how it's working out in the Premier League and how in other leagues. Until the teams on the bottom get more money to be able to compete financially with other teams. So until that happens, there might not be a raise in the salary cap. But they apologized on Instagram. It was like a notes app style apology. It was really funny. And the Boston's NWSL franchise, they are going to be named Boss Nation. Boss Nation. Nobody likes this name. No one knows who chose this name. I feel like the only people that like this name are the four people that came up with it. I don't know. They could have brought back the Boston Breakers. Are you kidding me? They could have done something related to the Celtics. They could have done something related to the New England Revolution. But they chose the Boss Nation. I don't feel very good about that name. However, it's not my choice, but I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to play you a little bit of information, and I'll be right back in like maybe a minute or so. So I'll see you.
Here at KDVS, we're searching for a few public affairs hosts.
Imagine talking on air with underrepresented communities,
reviewing movies,
or even singing live karaoke. In case you're wondering, anyone is eligible.
And as you can tell, the possibilities are endless.
If you're interested, please email us at programming@kdvs.org.
Hello, cool cats and kittens. I'm back from my little break. It was a little bit of a research break, TBH. Because I had to check something before I said it out loud. So I'm talking about a league I've only probably talked about a handful of times, the Championship in England. And I'm talking about them, not because I follow them religiously, because there's no way to follow them religiously in America. And even I've talked to a few people, it's like really hard to follow them. The only way you can follow them is if you follow a team and then just like travel with them the entire season. And not many people are doing that. It's not a lot of time to do that in England because their country is so small. It takes like 3 hours to get across the country by car. But yeah, they're not doing that though. However, this weekend, Sunderland AFC women's team beat the Barclays Women's Championship attendance record by amassing a crowd of 15,387 people in the stands. And that was more than Manchester United got over this weekend. The women's team, even though they had a blowout game, that was a good game. But they had more people in their stands than Manchester United did. And that's quite awesome. Actually, when I was searching this up, I searched up Sunderland WFC attendance, because that's the women's football club. And Google is like, did you mean the Sunderland AFC attendance? And that's the men's team. And I'm like, no, I know what I typed in. I'm not wrong about this. Google, you should get on women's sports, if you'd like. But yeah, you're not very accurate, Google. I'm sorry. But let's move on to the Women's Champions League. Two things happened that were kind of, one was like, I think that was going to happen. The other one was completely insane. But let's start off with the more mild thing that happened during the last Wednesday. Pernille Harder, she scored a hat trick against Arsenal because she doesn't like me, apparently. And Arsenal lost that game 5-2. I think it was Caitlin Ford and I think Rosa Kafaji tied the game to 2-2. And then Pernille Harder just had enough. And I think in the span of like 15 minutes, she just scored 3 goals. And then we lost the game 5-2. Kind of embarrassing, but whatever. It's Bayern. We're not going to win to Bayern. However, the more crazy thing is that Man City beat Barcelona 2-0 over the weekend. Or I guess on last Wednesday. We haven't seen Barcelona lose a game in a very long time. And Man City just proves to the world that, yeah, Barcelona is beatable. And we could score 2 goals on them, which is actually crazy. I guess Chelsea has beaten Barcelona, but this is group stage work, not knockout stage work. So good job, Man City. But let's start off with the WSL across the pond. Chelsea beat Arsenal in London 2-1, and I am very upset about it. It's only like the fourth week of the season, and I'm so upset. And the management at Arsenal, Jonas Eidevall, the manager of Arsenal, he has so much talent to work with, yet he can't create like a good starting lineup, and it's like completely shattering the confidence of the players on the team. Like the girls were crying on like after they lost the game 2-1. Though I don't remember the last time they lost a London Derby. Like we tied, we won the last time. We like beat Chelsea a couple times last season. But you know, all that shattered because Jonas wants to do his own stuff. You could see it in their eyes. They don't trust what he's doing. They don't trust what he's got going on. And like they're destroying the team that they're destroying the game that they love, and they're destroying the team that I love. I mean, Chloe Lacasse is gone. Viviana Miedema is gone. Who else are we going to lose to? Because Jonas is creating a horrible environment. This is all just speculation, too. As I said before the show started, the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS. KDVS sponsors the University of California. They reflect the views of DJ Squidward, and this is how DJ Squidward is viewing this. Yeah, I don't blame the players at all for losing over the weekend. It was 2-1. Caitlin Ford scored a goal. That's what she does. She just scores goals. But I don't blame the players at all. However, I don't think Myra Ramirez's goal should have gone in. And like, she kicked it like up and above a bunch of players, like backwards. So it was going in really slowly at like a really high point. And I think Daphne van Damselaar like could have jumped and blocked it, but she didn't. I'm sorry. I don't think I should have gone in, but it's okay. I don't really blame you for that, even though I do. But getting off the Arsenal train, Khadija Bunny Shaw, my dear Jamaican, destroyed Liverpool in a 2-1 win. Liverpool were up against Man City over the weekend, 1-0, heading into the second half. And then Bunny Shaw was like, I've had enough. I'm going to score 2 goals, and you guys are going to be okay with me doing that. So she scored 2 goals over the weekend. It was great. I love Bunny Shaw. I love her Instagram page. It's crazy. She just posts, like, every day, like, she posts, like, motivational quotes and then ends it with, like, the smiley face emoji. It's amazing. I love her so much. And still speaking on Man City, Chloe Kelly is having thoughts of leaving Man City after management won't renew her contract. This is what we saw that happened to Viviana Miedema, and it's kind of the same situation too, because the manager, she's like having a falling out with the manager as well, and people are like, oh, she could go to Arsenal, like Arsenal need her. I mean, yeah, Arsenal need her, but I don't think we deserve her right now. I don't think the management deserve her right now with the way the stuff are going. I think we just need an overhaul of the management and like an overhaul of like the. How our players are being treated. We need to be treated like the men's squad, honestly. They seem like they're having fun. They don't seem like... I mean, Arteta is doing great things. I trust Mikel Arteta. I don't trust Jonas Eidevall. But what are you going to do? And a lot of people are like, oh, she could go to Barcelona. She'd be good at Barcelona. Yeah, she would be good at Barcelona. I can't say anything against that. But have fun winning the UWCL next year, I guess. And I've actually run out of news to tell you guys. That's all that happened over the weekend, I guess. So I'm going to leave you with this one message. Let's go Mets, and I'll see you next week. Goodbye.